Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today, we've got something really cool to talk about. It's all about how our cells handle stress, and honestly, it gets pretty fascinating.
Right? So, we're diving into this new research about volume-regulated anion channels, or VRACs for short. Now, I know that sounds super technical, but stick with us because this is actually about how cells manage swelling and communicate with each other.
Exactly. And the really interesting part is they found this enzyme, puromycin-sensitive aminopeptidase, or PSA, which is way easier to say, that acts like a brake on these channels.
A brake. I love that analogy. So these VRACs are like channels in the cell membrane that open up when a cell swells, right? They let chloride and other stuff flow out to help the cell get back to normal size.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not just about volume regulation either. These channels also transport signaling molecules like CGAMP, which is super important for immune responses. So they're doing a lot more than just, you know, keeping cells from bursting.
Okay, so what makes this PSA discovery so significant? I mean, we've known about VRACs for a while now, right?
Well, here's the thing. Until now, we didn't really know of any auxiliary proteins that regulate VRACs. You know, like helper proteins that fine-tune how they work. And what this team found is that PSA binds to swell-1, which is the main building block of these channels, and it basically keeps them from opening too easily.
So, it's like a safety mechanism to prevent the channels from being too active when they shouldn't be?
Exactly. And they proved this in a really clever way. When they overexpressed PSA in cells, the VRAC turns were completely suppressed. But when they knocked out PSA, the channels showed this elevated basal activity, even under normal conditions.
Whoa. So without PSA, the channels are just on all the time?
Pretty much. Well, not fully active, but definitely more active than they should be. And here's another cool part. They actually determined the structure of the swell-1 PSA complex using cryo-electron microscopy.
Oh, I love when they get the structure.
So, PSA has this V-shaped structure, and it binds to these leucine-rich repeat domains on swell-1. Basically, one PSA molecule grabs onto two adjacent domains and kind of locks them together. It's like it's stabilizing them in a closed position.
That's so elegant. And I'm guessing this binding is what prevents the channel from opening?
Right. And what's really interesting is that PSA's enzymatic activity, you know, its normal job as an enzyme that cleaves peptides, that's not needed for this regulation. They tested it with inhibitors and catalytically inactive mutants, and PSA still suppressed the channels.
So it's purely a structural thing. Just the physical binding does the job?
Exactly. It's all about that interaction. And when they mutated key residues at the binding interface, like these glutamate residues E81 and E107, PSA couldn't bind anymore and lost its ability to inhibit the channels.
Okay. So, let's talk about the bigger picture here. Why does this matter beyond just understanding channel regulation?
Well, remember how I mentioned CGAMP? This molecule is crucial for immune signaling, especially the STING pathway. And VRACs are actually how CGAMP gets transported between cells. So if PSA is regulating VRAC activity, it's also controlling CGAMP transport.
Oh, wow. So this could have implications for immune responses. Like, fighting infections or even cancer?
Absolutely. They showed that when you delete PSA, you get more CGAMP uptake and stronger STING signaling. And there's actually another study that came out showing PSA regulates cisplatin uptake in cancer cells, which affects how tumors respond to chemotherapy.
So targeting PSA could potentially make cancer treatments more effective. That's huge.
It could be, though there's some debate about the mechanism. The other study suggested PSA's enzymatic activity was important, but this research shows it's really about the binding to swell-1. So, more work to do, but definitely exciting possibilities.
I love how science works like that. You know, different groups finding pieces of the puzzle, and sometimes disagreeing, but all moving toward better understanding.
Totally. And what's cool about this particular study is they really nailed down the structural mechanism. Like they showed exactly how PSA binds, what happens when you mutate specific residues, and how it affects channel function in multiple cell types.
So what are the next steps? Where does research go from here?
Well, they mention a few things. One is figuring out how PSA interacts with different LRRC8 proteins. Because SWEL1 is the main one, but there are other family members. And then there's the whole question of whether disrupting the PSA-SWEL1 interaction could be a therapeutic strategy.
Right, because if you could block PSA from binding, you'd increase VRAC activity, which could boost cGAMP signaling or drug uptake.
Exactly. Or conversely, you could enhance PSA binding to reduce VRAC activity in situations where you want less inflammation or, you know, different therapeutic contexts.
It's amazing how one discovery can open up so many potential applications. And this is in cells throughout the body, right? PSA is pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, PSA is ubiquitously expressed, which is actually kind of unusual for an auxiliary subunit. Usually those are more tissue-specific, but PSA is everywhere, so it's potentially regulating VRACs in all kinds of different contexts, neurons, immune cells, cancer cells.
That's wild. So before we wrap up, let's just recap the key takeaways. PSA is this enzyme that moonlights as a VRAC regulator.
Right. It binds to SWEL1 and keeps the channels from being too active under normal conditions. And this has implications for everything from cell volume regulation to immune signaling to drug transport.
And the really elegant part is they figured out exactly how it works structurally. That V-shaped binding that stabilizes the channel domains.
Yeah, and it's purely a structural mechanism, not dependent on PSA's enzymatic activity, which is kind of beautiful in its simplicity, actually.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking it down with me, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thanks to everyone listening. If you want to dive deeper into this, we'll have links to the paper in the show notes.
And as always, if you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover, reach out. We love hearing from you.
See you next time on the Origene Podcast.